Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Welcome to the Monica J Show. Hour number two, 11 o'clock. So happy you're with me right now at 92.3 and 99.1. We are talking all of Northern Nevada. Whatever you've got on your mind, 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can also log on today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Download podcasts. Just check out the site. Here's today's question. Will the impeachment trial in the Senate produce any new results? No, it's just another waste of time and our money. Well, see, I think it will produce a new result. It's probably going to exonerate Trump altogether. So there you go. Log on. Is it more waste of money? Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. I had to do a little premature cutoff there because we had a hard break going into Fox Business. But I have her back, Denise Ross from Lemon Valley. Denise, what is the name of the Facebook pages as well that people can log on to and find out more from the residents' point of view, the people who are living it and what is actually happening rather than what they're being told through the news and through the county and city? Where can they go?
They can go. It's Lemon Valley Flood Relief /assistance and Lemon Valley Swan Lake Recovery Committee.
I know there's a lot of people who don't like Facebook. They don't like to, you know, deal with stuff like that. But really, I'm finding there are the rants and raves pages for all of Northern Nevada. There's even one that says Northern Nevada rants and raves, Douglas County rants and raves. These are the places where you hear from the actual people. And that's who you want to talk to, is you want to talk to your neighbors because they know a heck of a lot more than what you're being told. So recap tonight's meeting at 5:30.
Okay, it's at the North Valleys Regional Park. It's inside that community center building, and they want to be making some changes to the Reno-Stead Joint Corridor Plan. And the language in it is very confusing, and we need all of the public to be there to make sure that Washoe County is representing the people and not the developers.
Tell you right now they're not, especially when
right.
It's, you know, put into that speak that you can't read. I know. I stopped reading through the agendas because it's just a bunch of BS that all the NRS and it you can't make heads or tails of it.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
important that people, butts in the seats, that's what we need.
Yes, yes. And you know, make sure that we send a clear message to the Washoe County Chair and the Washoe County Commission. Also, an issue that we have with the Reno City Council is that or the developers stumbled upon a code. It's 18.06.205, number 3 and 4. What that code does is give the delegation of authority to staff discretion. That allows the community development director to grant continuances of up to 1 year to developers to work on their development. Now, Prado was voted down by the Planning Commission. Then it was appealed over to the City Council. City Council, or the Prado, then asked for a continuance in June of 2019 to October. Somehow it got shuffled around, and it just disappeared from the record. And we found out the other day through Jenny Bruckus doing a question of what was happening that Arlo Stockham, he is the director of the community development director, he was the one who granted Prado Development, which is Lansing, a one-year continuance, providing that they do quarterly updates. Well, they've been working behind the scenes, apparently, had two meetings with John Flansburgh and Dwayne Smith in behind closed doors. They had meetings to discuss what they say is a regional plan to solve the flooding issue. Yet, Mr. Rogers...
Now, Denise, for people who don't understand, who are those people that you just named out?
They are developers that are trying to railroad the people in Lemon Valley and place some warehouses and housing development, which it's thousands of homes if it ends up happening out here where we're flooded. And what that's going to do is cause, they're going to raise their property 1 foot above the FEMA floodplain, which that needs to be addressed anyway. And then all that water is going to end up running off down into homes that haven't been flooded yet, because the water does not seep into the ground. And they keep saying, oh, we're going to build retention detention ponds. We already know that doesn't work, because that, after 7 days, gets dumped into Swan Lake. So what good does it do to hold on to that water for 7 days?
Wait, I've seen and heard the reports coming from TV and people following this that they're holding up great.
But they're not. they're not. How can it? They're still covering up the earth and the slow percolation that happens with natural rainfall. And it gets put into one pond. It consolidates into one area. And then it seeps faster whenever you have a consolidation of fluid. It seeps faster into the ground if they're doing a retention pond. If they're doing a detention pond, then it still has to be released. Detention is detain the water. Retention is retain the water. So the detention pond.
So, Denise, people ask me, why do we need to be so concerned about Lemon and the North Valleys altogether? As you know, for people in Reno, for people in out in Hidden Valley, for people down in South Washoe. And I try to explain to them that it's, first off, we have a county and a city that they've never met a development or a developer that they don't love. So it's about that high-density housing, the warehousing that they're putting out in certain areas. It is just really making it undesirable for people as far as quality of life and resources.
Yeah, and it's a closed basin. So they have to bring in water from an outside source for all of these buildings now, because they're not running off of wells, whether it be housing or warehouses. So bringing in additional water into a closed basin, where does that go? It ends up in Swan Lake that's already flooding. So, and they have
people with wells are being told that their well water may be diverted.
Yeah, 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 that's another thing.
Yeah, that's another subject.
That's a whole another subject. Yeah, it's the corruption, and that I say that not lightly, because we see all of the connections that these different members have with developers,
and the developers' lobbyists, yeah,
right, and we, the people, are the only ones that can stand up, and if we all stand up together and say, no, this is not going to happen any longer, And we have to, because it's, like you said, it's all of Northern Nevada that's being affected by the decisions of the city council and of Washoe County commissioners. And we,
well,
the people,
unfortunately,
are not
Denise,
being...
I've seen people flood these meetings, and I've seen planning commissions say no and turn stuff down, and these elected representatives still push it through. But that's why we need everybody in Northern Nevada to come together on this.
Yes.
Denise, thank you so much for your patience and being involved in all of this. Again, 5:30 tonight, North Valleys Regional
inside the community center building there.
That's actually gorgeous. I drove by there the other day, and that's a beautiful place. So go to the meeting. It doesn't matter where you're from. Head on up there tonight, 5:30. Denise Ross, thank you so much. And if I didn't have a meeting tonight already at 6, I'd be there.
All right. Love you.
But I appreciate your talent, Everest. Love you, too. All
bye.
Right, let's go back to the phone lines. Bye-bye, honey. 884-9910. Let's check in with Dennis. Dennis wants to talk about South Reno in development. Hey, Dennis.
Yes, I can hear you. All I wanted
to say is what about South?
I moved here 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago. It was growing. It was just starting to blossom. And I thought to myself, what a wonderful place. We've got marshes. We've got some walkways. And I kept thinking that we're going to, they had a park. They put a park in, Deloretto put a park in one, and that's it. From that point on, the density and the growth has gone run amok. They've taken and put in the microwave tower right next to the fire station. That's not good for the birds. Anyway, I hate microwave towers to begin with, and 5G, I think 5G is the worst idea ever. But I've seen growth that's so unabated. And let me bring up one point. I have a home. I wanted to put a pergola. I went to the city. I got a permit. After getting my permit, they said, you have now to go see Deloretto. I'll mention it, Deloretto. And you have to see him. And I said, why? Well, you have to pay him. And I says, why am I paying Deloretto? Well, I have to pay him so I can build my pergola. And I thought to myself, craziest thing I've ever heard.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You never heard of that? Anyway, Toll Brothers built my home. Toll Brothers built my home. The property was owned, by them, sold to me and my wife. We built a home. And I'm thinking, what the hell does Deloretto have to do with my home? So, anyway, now they're building all these homes across, where the cattle used to, where Dorado, Del Monte had their ranch. And of course, I said to my wife, it won't be long before they sell that land and they develop it. And, of course, they're developing it. They're putting 214 homes down here. My point I'm trying to make is, where is the city planners at in this city, in this area, Washoe? Where are they? Why haven't they set down some things inside their planning rules, et cetera, to set aside green spaces, that if a developer comes in, he must set aside an area for green area, basketball courts, in an area for people where they can go and congregate, whatever, a soccer field, and kids can have an area for soccer or something like that. There's so nothing of that. I mean, there just really isn't anything. Like
here's what they do, Dennis. They say that, we're going to have this in our development and it's going to be beautiful. And they set everything aside and then they walk away once the project's done without building all that stuff. And they give it to the city or they give it to the county and they say, here, we're going to put it into your hands now. And then the city just does whatever it wants with it, or the county does it, whatever it wants with it. They don't hold developers responsible to finish out what they do. You know, they don't build schools. They don't build the parks. And then we all get stuck on the hook for all the costs.
The traffic down here is getting outrageous. I mean, already we have an intersection that is backing up the intersection of Veterans and Steamboat trying to get to the freeway. In the mornings, you are backed up almost a Rio Wrangler. I'm talking about 30, 40 cars backed up, okay, already. And there's still
Dennis, I live right on the other side of you. I know exactly what you're talking about because my husband and I had a home in Sky Vista, and we said, you know, this is crazy out here. We don't want to live north of the Spaghetti Bowl, so we moved down into to the other end in the Southwest Vistas, and it was great. And now they've just changed it, and all the development is coming south now as well. They're not going to be happy. That's why they keep changing the master plan. They keep changing all the rules on us because they know that we'll just give up and we'll stop fighting. Because they're not going to be happy until every square inch is built on.
Inch is built. And it's another example of a development run amok. And it's like they're building. Yeah. When you start putting apartment buildings, like they're starting to put in areas down here at the end of Veterans over here and over there by the Summit, and you start packing in people, and then we have all these apartments off of Steamboat Parkway. When you start,
Dennis, that doesn't even compare to going out to looking at all the thousands of apartments in the North Valleys right there off of the freeway. You go out there, and that's all it is now. But, Dennis, I got to let you go. Thanks for the call. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Ryan right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
And we check Fox News at the top and the bottom of each hour, so we'll get to that in just a moment here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go back to the phone lines on the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to continue the conversation about why should everybody care about building homes in Lemon Valley. Thanks for calling the show, Ryan.
We don't care, then we can end up like a Western version of Houston. What happened with, I don't know what name, the last hurricane in Houston, but because a lot of that rain and weather damage happened because of the urban sprawl of all the covering up of the natural soaking up the areas that the water go to, like the closed basin here. And answer Dennis' question.
And that's where we're in a benefit right now, Ryan, is we haven't had a whole lot of snowpack on Peavine that's going to be melting and running off. So thank goodness we're kind of in a break weather-wise.
And then to answer Dennis, one is that the fact that the developers pay off the councils, that's why none of the planning stuff gets to the council level, because some way, shape, or form, the developers buy it off. And two, Dennis has something about traffic. There's an RTC board meeting on Friday for the month at starting at 9 a.m. at 1000 East 9th Street, Room A. So if he's got any complaints about
what
the traffic, at 9 a.m.
What time
Friday.
Is 9 a.m.? See? Again, 9 a.m. We have to make this all available online for people to get their concerns in, because people just can't make those meetings.
You know? I know what you mean.
We work.
That's the plan. that's their plan. Since we get all, how they get all of the people that you know that want to complain, want to get their voice out. That's one of the ways of how the man staffs them and shuts them down, saying we'll just put them in time where they know they have to work, and you know. Like that.
That's the only master plan, Ryan, that they don't change, is keeping people out of the meetings. So thank you so much for the call, Ryan.
Bye.
I appreciate it. And bye. Have a great day. That's the thing, is why do we have all these planning commission meetings? Why do we have all of these, you know, little minor commissions that are supposed to be reporting and doing things in help of the city council, in help of the county commission? Yet when they veto things, when they vote things down and say no, deny permits, deny the right to do this, the council members and the commissions just turn around and do their own will, even when they've got a packed room full of people. It's the same thing with the school board. It's these people go in with their minds already made up. You have to be at those meetings, but I see how people get frustrated and just think to themselves, it's a big waste of time. Well, change that big waste of time, because 2020, you got seats up for grabs. Are you just going to keep reelecting the same people? Or are you going to get new, fresh blood in there that are honest and say, you know what? No more of this just haphazard growth. It's not about development. It is about smart development. And we're all brain dead right now, because this is going to be pretty bad for the quality of life here in Northern Nevada very shortly. It's the Monica Jay Show and Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Better be careful, though, if you're on the show. Other shows might not let you speak your mind. 884-9910. You're always welcome, whether you disagree with me or not. That means if you agree with me. So it doesn't matter. All opinions are valid, because there's always a nugget in something. Everybody's got an idea that could help in one way or another. But powers that be want you to stay at each other's throats so you miss what's going on. You know, you miss what's going on with the impeachment. They don't want you focusing on that anymore. And remember, if you take anything away from this show today, as we are now in an election year, that no one is above the law. Well, except for Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Ilhan Omar, Al Sharpton, illegal leakers, illegal Russian hoaxers, treasonous coup scammers, and about 30 million illegal aliens. But other than that, depending on what party you belong to. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jean this morning, calling into the show. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Monica. Good to talk with you. I love your show, and I love that there are people like you out there who will stand up for America and the people of America.
Thank you, Jean.
But my
It's good to hear from you, too.
I have, over the holidays, I had some of my grandchildren come in, and they're in states where they don't see snow and they don't get to visit and play in the snow in the winter, so they think it's just a bad time. And I wanted them to have a good experience at the ski resorts, and you know, with skating and tubing and, you know, skiing. And we went up, I won't say the name, I should, but I won't, but I advise anybody that they may ought to check out where they go. But my grandkids had problems with their ears since they were born, and they flew out on the plane. And we all know how those tubes pressurizes you, at those planes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And when they got here, and I took them up to the ski things for them to skate, I wanted to have that intimate, personal, private, quality time with them. There was a guy there, I guess they'd hired him, playing music, and Monica, to me, it wasn't music. You could feel it. The pressure, it was so loud. It was like a jet plane hovering right over you. And like I said, my grandkids have had problems with their ears since they were born. And that was one of the horriblest experiences, one of the most difficult and time that I had paid a great deal of money to share with my grandkids. So I advise anybody with little children to make, if they want to take them skating, ice skating, to make sure that they can hear them, that they can talk with them, that they can even hear their phone and it ringing on full blast before they go. Because to me, that should not be allowed. Go ahead.
But Jean, did anybody speak to the management and say, you know, could you have the band or the musician turn things down? Because they can. That's the thing. When you're playing music, you're playing it forward and your speakers are forward.
It was like a jet plane hovering right over top of you. And I am not exaggerating. And I talked with someone else.
So did you ask and did they say no?
Well, let's just say I got the blame, and I, instead of, you know, it being received as a complaint and somebody else, that's the cause and effect. They didn't care why people was there to me. The way I saw it, they only wanted the money. And, you know, that should not be around little children, like a whole lot of things that get the way here with in America anymore around little children. It shouldn't be. But that should not be anywhere near a little child, and it's even adults that loud, because that can cause you to lose your hearing.
Well, yeah, it hasn't made it up to their list of smoking yet. So it's, you know, Jean, thank you for bringing up a good point. Is people just wherever you're at. You know, we were even having a meeting in a restaurant the other day, and the music was way too loud, and even the waitress knew. She could tell. She went in and had them turn it down. We didn't even have to ask, and I looked at her and I said, thank you. And so all you have to do is just, yeah, well, but some people enjoy it. But you do have to remind the supervisors every once in a while that, hey, your people out here aren't having a good time and they paid for this experience. So, you know, could you ask them to come out here and listen? You know, they might not be hearing it. It's like, come out and listen and, you know, voice your concerns and maybe they'll do something about it. But Jean, I got to let you go. I got Kelly on the line. So that's the thing, is we just have to use our voices. And we have to make sure that, you know, people's supervisors know what's going on, too. Because, you know, we could have mentioned the name of the ski resort and somebody could have come back and said, I didn't know that was happening. You know, musicians, everything like that, you've got to take it with a grain of salt because management is thinking that they're providing entertainment for people. They're out there having a good time. Sometimes, though, it is too loud. You know, but you have to say something and ask if even if they can just back it off a little bit, it all makes a difference. So let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Kelly, who's thinking about that $80 million water reclamation plant. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, good to get in touch with you today. Thank you for your show and your work. And Rosa
Thank you.
Wrote a book called Behind the Green Mask. And she does the UN, or Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. And I have a very beautiful, short, sweet, one-page notice that folks need to notice those folks at the meeting tonight, meaning they're public servants. So you just address them by their first name. And I'm telling you, you know, fill in the blank, Keith, Bill, Bob, you have subordinate officers under your control and authority. You are letting these people hurt me. You are letting these people cause me harm or harm me. And I'm telling you, you have to pull them back. And one of the hats that you wear as supervisor, commissioner, is a public servant. You're a, you know, do your duty. And one of the hats that you wear is training, discipline, supervision. Next little sentence, I'm telling you, you're going to have to pull these people off, and you're going to have to move on your own volition to overturn these orders, or I'm going to have to move you in a court of law. And I'm taking you all to a common law court of record where it's man on man. And
Kelly, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is something that is kind of a joke. People talk about, you know, Trump going in and wanting to drain the swamp and everything in D.C., and it's all those ancillary workers. It's all those people that have been around for years and years and years, and we have that same swamp here in Reno, here in Sparks, here in Washoe County. It's the people who are working behind the scenes who deal with the developers, who deal with the different commissions that are going out and doing the reports that they're reporting back to that are basically making those decisions. So it's not just the people we elect, it's the people who are working behind the scenes
as
well.
This is Alpha Broadcasting in Portland with an automated check.
I don't know what that was. So, Kelly, thanks for the call, and thanks for that bit of advice. And, again, people, if you haven't seen it for yourself, you have got to go check out UN Agenda 21. You need to see this for yourself. You need to see the reports of Democrats against UN 21. Their whole plan is out there. They don't care if you see it. They know that you're not going to fight against it, and we are so close to becoming a socialistic, communistic, overrun country. I mean, we are right there. They've already taken over so many things.
Yeah, and so if you can't get through this little notice in 3 minutes, let your buddy that's going next after you read it and just say that you have no right to administer my property, and that people are administering your property without right. And only man or woman can do or say or require of your public servant. They're a public servant. They're a man or a woman, and then there's that hat they wear. As, you know, a federal agent, if they're getting federal money, and yes, they are a state agency, and the kitty is playing golf, so pardon me and have a great show.
Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate that. I know how that goes. The pups were chewing on something the other day when I was on the air. All right, let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910, and we'll check in with Terry this morning. Hi, Terry. It's been such an interesting conversation with everything today. I haven't even been able to get to the things that I had scheduled to talk about. So what's your opinion on the planning people out there?
I'll tell you what, that's my favorite topic. You know, you got the Planning Commission, which none of them, I think, are qualified to be on the Planning Commission other than they just knew how to kiss somebody's butt. And they got there. But now you have
They were appointed to it.
Yeah, then you have the employees, the planners over, you know, at the county level, which is what I deal with. And, you know, they put this large factory right behind my house. I knew they were going to build something back there. So I called and I complained about it. And, you know, they made me feel like, well, you didn't do any investigating. It's your fault. Then they made me feel like a first-class idiot. But I did some digging, and I found out that the planner that was on it signed off on a completed project without it being completed according to the building codes, in which Section 400 of the Washoe County Code, which says they got to put trees in. And I'm going, well, where's our trees, and where's the in the wall? And I said, so where are they? Well, gee whiz. The planner that signed off, she felt that they weren't needed. So she just, without total any regards to, you know, the quality of life of the neighboring homes, just signed them off. So I've been calling and yelling and screaming at them. Talked to a girl named Sarah Tone, who said she was going to call me back on a Thursday. That was before the 1st. And never got a phone call back.
I was going to say, on a Thursday, it's like, I know she hasn't called you back then.
Yeah, she never called me back. So 2 days ago, I started calling in there and found out, told them, I want a meeting. and I want to set up a meeting with the planning person. Her name is Maura, I believe, and they don't want me to do that. So I have to go through this Sarah girl. She's supposed to be calling me at 3 o'clock today, and I'm going to find out what's
going
on.
Well, if she doesn't call you at 3 o'clock today, I want you to call me tomorrow.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right, because we're all going to be waiting for that.
Yeah, and then if you got a little time, back to Lemon Valley. I used to live in Lemon Valley. I moved out of there out of total frustration. Before the flood, they went and drilled large wells right where the lake is, and they were really, really deep, and they started pumping water. And when they did, they pumped people's wells dry. I lived in the Hepner subdivision, which is out towards the back, and they, people's wells went dry. Come to find out, they had put water in the street. Nobody really kind of knew this at that time. And now if your well goes dry, you're obligated by law to hook up to the county water that's in the street. $20,000 hookup fee. Nobody could afford that.
Sounds like the same thing they did with the septic tanks out in Spanish Springs.
Yes. And, you know, people were losing their homes. That was at the time when the real estate crunch was real heavy. People didn't have jobs. They were upside down. And people lost their homes left and right over that. And then to put the icing on the cake, they went down to South Reno, and they had a water problem down there. And I read a newspaper article all about how the county's putting water in. It'll be $4,000 for them to hook up, not $20,000 like it was us. Why, I don't know. And there was even a quotation from Rosemary Menard, who was the director of the Department of Water Resources at that time, saying, geez, we don't want to see anybody lose their home. And I'm going, well, you know, you just saw everybody lose their home up where I live. So we got checked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Terry, so, I look forward to your call tomorrow. You know, even if she does call you at 3 o'clock today, please call back tomorrow anyway. I want to know how that phone call went and if they're going to fix that situation and get that wall and those trees in, because that's not only aesthetic, but it also helps the community with, you know, the oxygen and just having beautification with the trees and stuff. Aren't we supposed to be planting trees anyway? So, Terry, either way, I want to call back tomorrow with an update. Thanks for the call. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. Gail, stay on the line. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. But we are wrapping up the show here. So let's get that last phone call in and talk to Gail, continuing our conversation about the North Valleys. Thanks for calling in, Gail.
Yes, just real quick. I never went to Lemon Valley, Panther, north of town. I mean, I drive. I went to Sunday afternoon and drove into Lemon Valley East. It's beautiful. The growth out there is phenomenal. Why are they building warehouses and homes and it looks like apartment buildings? It's just like it's a travesty what's going on out there. People need to, they hear the names, but they can't relate to what is happening in these valleys. They need to drive and look.
Yeah. We can only talk about so much. And when you see the high density of the townhomes, and you just, even from Stead Boulevard back to Golden Valley Boulevard, it just, you see that span there behind the new Walmart that they put in. It's like, why would Walmart go all the way out to the North Valleys if they didn't know that that valley was going to be filled with people and houses? And I look that they're just two-lane roads. You know, there's not going to be any access, easy access for anybody. It is just going to be packed out there. And that's not, I don't know about you, Gail, but that's not the quality of life that I dream of here in Northern Nevada.
Well, they're absolutely destroying the natural beauty out there. I mean, I looked at the soil and I don't know, but it's like they cleared off the sagebrush and whatnot. And it's like, that looks like pretty good land. And they're going to blacktop it and concrete it over.
Yeah.
And that's a real
and,
shame.
And we, yep. There's even songs about that. So, Gail, thank you so much for the call. And that's where we all have to be concerned. It's not north, south, east, west. It's Northern Nevada. You drive around to some of these areas, and you can't even get your car through because everybody's parked out in front of their house. And, I mean, it's down to one lane. You got people coming at you. It's just, it's a travesty. It really is. People have their homes. They're not worried about where your home is, and they should be, because you're the one that put them in office. See you tomorrow. Have a great day. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you.